A flight from Beijing to Shanghai was delayed last Sunday after the cabin crew discovered a child had boarded the plane without a ticket. Other passengers have complained about the inconvenience caused by the incident, while internet users have assumed that it must have been flight-dodging intentions in the part of, quote-unquote, uncivilized people. So, is it the whole story? Let's talk about what happened here.
Yeah, let's have a review of the accident. And so, according to the Beijing News Daily, and all passengers on flight 1252, operated by a Chinese carrier called Jixiang Hengkong, or in English like Zhongyao Airlines, passengers were forced to disembark. And all the passengers on board have to go through the security check for a second time last Sunday after a 4-year-old ticketless girl was found on a plane. Actually, the media coverage of this issue are full of twists and turns. So, according to the initial report, and where the Beijing News Daily got the first source from a passenger's WeChat moment, says that the child was accompanied by 3 adults and who helped the minor board the flight and detected. And it was later reported by other media outlets and corrected by the Beijing News Daily that it was actually 2 adults passengers traveling with 3 child with only 1 kid having no ticket. And actually, another controversial point in this case is that the report also say the Zhongyao Airlines flight was due to depart Beijing Capital International Airport at 6:55 a.m., but ends up leaving 5 hours later around noon. And the number of passengers were not given, but the plane was on Airbus A321, which can seat more than 180 people. But what's the real story here is like the one day after the news story got published and a twist of story appeared, the Civil Aviation Administration of China made an official announcement on Tuesday saying the 2 adult passengers were guilty only of misunderstanding of regulations. And also, the Deputy Director General of the Aviation Safety Office of CAAC claimed the adult passengers mistakenly thought that children under 1.2 meters, they don't need to buy the tickets, actually. And he added, this was the first time the 5 have taken on a flight, and they were not familiar with aviation ticket purchasing regulations. And also, officials announced that the delay by the plane was just 90 minutes rather than 5 hours, since the Shanghai Jixiang flight had already been held back by bad weather for another maybe 3.5 hours. And also the Jixiang airline offered an apology on Tuesday, saying it would further improve its security check, and the company said it would also provide compensation to the passengers on board for the unexpected delay. And yeah, that's all we have for the story.
Yeah, so I guess what a lot of people are saying is, who's to blame here? Because basically, you know, when it's 180 lives in a plane, so high in the air, where if something happens, it's not like pulling over to the side of the road. You're high in the air, you know. If something goes wrong, or if something's not working, or if people are creating problems, it could be very, very dangerous. So a lot of people are looking at this and saying, like, what happened? Who's to blame? So, first of all, you know, what's happening with these 2 adults that were with the 3 kids is they're kind of claiming negligence. Oh, we didn't know that the kids needed necessarily have tickets, right? Yet 2 of them did and 1 didn't. I don't understand that. But so you have 2 that did and 1 that didn't. I would say they just tried to sneak in the 1. I think that's probably very obvious because 2 did have it. But of course, maybe their excuse is the 1.2 meters being of height of a child allows them to, I guess, claim negligence. Because I guess in trains here in China, children under the height of 1.2 meters and accompanied by an adult are free on the train, yet they do not have a seat or a berth. And for buses, it's kind of the same thing. With the same height, they can enjoy a free ride. If it's a long distance bus, though, a child's ID certificate would be required, but also they could still get that free ticket. And basically, you know, the only kind of I guess things airlines do for kids is basically it's based off of age. So any infant under the age of 2 years old, they can travel. They need a ticket, okay? Mm-hmm. They still need a ticket, but it's priced 10% of an adult fare. And so for any child between the age of 2 and 12, that ticket has to be half price of an adult price ticket. But here we're seeing, despite this discount based on age, not height, they still require a ticket, whereas trains and buses, you can basically get a child on there for free if they're under 1.2 meters. Yet, okay, so here's the deal, and here's where I'm going to come from here, is it's your responsibility. You know, you shouldn't just go around doing things without knowing about it, and that's not an excuse for living. You know, here's the thing. Is if it was like something very minor, not a big detail, I'm sure people wouldn't care. But there's a difference between maybe a train and a bus. When you apply those differences, you know, and look at it in comparison to a plane.
Mm.
And these are 180 other people's lives that are at stake. And so people are saying, how can negligence happen on these people who are taking the kids on the plane? And then people are also saying, how did this kid get on the plane? Isn't there a reason that we have security checkpoints and people asking for tickets and people at the gate checking your tickets? What's that all about if this kid was just able to get on the plane?
Yeah, that's a very good point. But there's one thing I would argue differently to what you said, Ryan, about, I think I actually sympathize with the two adults and three kids a little bit more, as I think in China, we simply just are very confused with what the air ticket policy is regarding regarding kids. Let's make it clear for people once again, only on air travel is it that children under the, regardless of your age, even if you're a baby, the parents need to purchase a ticket, first of all. Second of all, the part that I sympathize immensely with these people is that the 1.2 meter cutoff point, I think that is something we commonly understand and hold. That
so you can just assume things and claim negligence and get out of stuff okay, and that's how you run things? These are people's lives.
I know.
Security was broken. This negligence isn't making you exempt of not purchasing this kid's ticket.
Yes.
It's your job to know this stuff when you do or accept a service.
Yes, I think I agree with you on that point, Ryan. But sometimes we drop the ball. We forget. And isn't it that the airport's responsibility to make sure that everybody's got your ticket and then I let you in? Otherwise, what? Are you enjoying free service? That doesn't really work either. So I think, yes, I understand. And with the adults that were taking the kids around, yes, they have... They did something wrong. They haven't checked all the information, but how could they go through security? That's the part I want to
ask. Also, I also agree with He Yang. When I first heard of this story, I have a confusion about the purchasing, like ticket purchasing system. Because for all the other public transportation for the kids below 1.2, they don't need to buy the tickets, like the bus or the train. So for here, I'm just wondering, how could they get through the three checks? Because from like our experience, first, you need to transfer your boarding pass. Maybe that part we can see the kids can be seen or something. But for the second one, you have to show your boarding pass and your ID certification, and then you can go through the security check. How did kids get through this one?
Yeah, you know, of course there's also some problems happening here, not just with the airline, but maybe also the airport security checkpoints. But I do want to just reiterate here that
it's their first time to take
I don't care
plane.
About that stuff. You know what? Dude, that's not an excuse. These are 180 people's lives. Like, you know, you could say the same for the people throwing in gold coins and engines and all this stuff. One day it's going to lead to maybe somebody losing their kids or losing their mom and dad on a business trip. I don't care about that stuff. You know, all they had to do is go to a ticket booth. They had two other kids that they were buying tickets for. No, hold on. And they should have said, hey, my kid here gets on trains for free and stuff. Do you guys do the same thing here? He's 1.2 meters tall, you know, the train bus rule. Does that apply here or not? You know, I feel like they didn't want to ask that question, even though they probably were like, I wonder if he can get on for free. Don't ask it. Maybe we can just get him on. You know?
Inner consumption, like for the kids below 1.2 meter, they think they don't need a ticket. But actually, you can see the parents or the dad or something buy the two tickets for the other two kids. So maybe in their mind, the kids need a ticket, but they think maybe the kid below 1.2 meters doesn't need
it. They should have asked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right there. You're buying tickets for kids. Why don't you ask about that one kid? You know, this is... But, you know, so there are people that try to take advantage of systems or don't, or negligence happens. And so
what's
our last line of defense? That's the airport security.
Yes.
That's the airline. These are the people that are looking out for us. Now, one of the very interesting facts, Huang Shen, about this is the reason why they knew there was one extra person on that plane is because if anybody's gone to, you know, an airport here in China, when you're getting accepted on your plane, you'll see the person clicking something for every person that's going on the plane. They're also checking your boarding pass, you know, checking
scanning it.
Yeah, tearing it and giving you your seat number. Right. So when they're pressing that button, that's how they know, like they can match up the amount of people to the amount of tickets they've scanned, make sure both add up. So how they found out that there was one extra person on this plane was that there was one extra click. So someone saw the kid and clicked, and they were not either very familiar with their own procedures or it was just gross oversight of saying, I'm sure they're fine, whatever, you know. But there was a click, and there was not a follow-up of a boarding pass being asked for. So that's one huge flaw in how the airline had misconduct, and I think that's why we're seeing them say, hey, to the passengers, we're going to compensate you, because that was definitely part of our problem. You should feel safe and know that we check all of the boarding passes to make sure whoever's on this plane is the ones that bought the ticket. Now, you have the security check. Now, anybody who's been through a security check, you go through the scans, you get pat down, and you know, it's a process where before you even get to that, someone's checking your passport, your hukou, basically your identification, and maybe I assume hukou, I don't know.
Or your ID.
Just any ID, right? Yeah. So they're checking an ID, and they're checking maybe your boarding pass to make sure you're the person that has got the ticket to fly this plane, and you have business back there to go find your gate. Yet, that also didn't happen with this kid. But I do want to say that I think there's this feeling of maybe like, oh, what if the kid had something on him that was dangerous for the plane? What if someone tried to... I'm positive that this kid still, even though there was an oversight of checking the kid's ticket and identification, I'm sure he still went through security like any other kid would go through security past that check of ID. Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense. And Ryan, I think it's absolutely important, vital, and good job in pointing out that it's actually the airline.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I will sing the praises when I see fit.
Thanks.
And I'm singing right now. Yeah, I think it's important to also differentiate that the airport staff or the ground staff, the security check people, they simply did not do their job properly. So that's the airport's fault.
And I think also, they should be blamed more.
As opposed to also the airline. The airline's actually...
they're the ones who find out there's one more extra passengers.
Yeah, but they're also,
but also
the ones
click
that that should never have happened because of the click thing. You know, like they and when you're clicking it, you saw and noticed and counted that person. Mm-hmm. So that person was noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they noticed them and didn't ask for a boarding pass. That's where the that's where the problem happened, right?
Yeah.
So, since we're on the subject of getting all the facts and the problems,
that's what we do.
For people, then how can these loopholes be closed? As this says, brought to our attention that a living human being that's not documented can go through airport security check.
Yeah.
That is pretty alarming news. What needs to be done to fix that?
Well, you know, looking at this, obviously, there was, you know, it's like, it's. I was thinking about this, you know, in the U.S., so my mom, you know, okay. Let me rephrase here. So my mom, she's, you know, older than 21. Mom, I love you, okay? I'm sorry I let the world know your secret. You know, she'll always say she's turning 21 for the X amount of time, you know, anytime she has a birthday. But so you go to maybe a restaurant in the U.S., right? And sometimes this kind of mentality comes to play. People just assume things based on your age, right? So in the U.S., you go and say my mom orders a drink, like an alcoholic beverage. Well, in the U.S., by like law or, you know, for them to have a liquor license to be able to serve alcohol, they have to ask for your ID and they have to check it, right? Yeah. So if my mom, you know, being this lady, obviously my mother, a little bit older, anytime she's asked for her ID, we all kind of just like this feeling of like, oh, really? Like, you know, obviously she's over 21. But still, you know, some places they don't do it because they're like, obviously. But other places, it's all about the procedure. So I think sometimes this is a version of where maybe my mom would go to a restaurant and somebody just assumes that she's over 21. But let's say it isn't as easy. Maybe my mom looks like she could be 25, you know, she could be 22. Then, but you assume in this situation, oh, she's definitely above the age. But what if she's just an older looking lady, maybe, but she is younger than 21. So these things happen, and this is where maybe problems occur. I think people maybe looked at this kid and assumed X, Y, and Z, that the parents had either taken care of all this stuff, or you know, this kind of thing, because we are so, I think, easygoing on kids, you know? We see a kid and we don't see a threat, we don't see any problems, so I think it's easier for us to just let it go.
Okay, I think for me, of course, the airport should tighten their security checks and their security like buddies. And also, I think I'm thinking about the media's role in this case, and I really feel pathetic about media roles, because at first, I have to admit that I also, my presumption is that they are the ones who break the laws. The passengers, the two idols with the three kids, they are trying to escape the tickets. But actually, after that, I think it's because the media have reported so many bad examples of these kind of behaviors. But I think what the media should do more is inform people. How should you, like, the ticket purchasing systems, or how should, like, yeah. And I think media should have more responsibility to inform people.
Yeah,
I think that is a good point. And also, I want to ask you guys, where is innocent until proven guilty? Like, where is that sentiment? Why has it happened as it did that everybody on the internet, or the vast majority of people who had a voice typing in words, were immediately jumping into the conclusion that these guys were trying to dodge the flight fare?
Well, first of all, I mean, like, if you, the initial reports from this definitely paint a picture. Yeah, as a, like, let's say these people that were breaking the story but didn't fact check anything, they just got the information from somebody's web. That is dangerous. As a news organization, you could start a witch hunt. It is your social responsibility that if you ruin someone's good name or take pictures or start this kind of, how even you write a sentence can make, frame how you people will see, you know, the people you're writing about. So here, I think, you know, the news organizations really messed up in how they initially reported this, saying, oh, we got our information from somebody's Weibo, who might have had a slight against these people. He's like, God, they're making me late. I'm going to write it like this. And so the newspapers read it like this, and they just assumed, oh, this is the situation. But I think any good journalist will tell you, you, especially something from something like social media, you fact check, you call the airlines, you ask people, the security at the airport, what happened, you know, these kind of things, so that when you write that newspaper article, people reading it got the full story, and aren't starting this witch hunt where people are like, yeah, those parents, let's get them.
Yeah.
This kind of thing.
I also look at a post on the WeChat of that people who post this this picture, and the caption is about, oh, because the parents or something helped their kids break the laws and escape the tickets, then we have to wait in the airport for 5 hours. But actually, she or he give the full blame to the kids. But actually, it's not. Also, the bad weather. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, my final take on this is, you see something like last month, a flight from Shanghai to Guangzhou was delayed after an elderly woman threw coins into the aircraft's engine for good luck. I mean, if you keep saying, oh, it's okay because they didn't know, oh, it's okay because they didn't know, like eventually, yeah, you know, security could be the best thing in the world at these airports in Beijing and Shanghai, but something, someone is going to slip through the cracks because 100% just is never there. And so I think people, too, need to ask questions before they do something. I think this lady that was throwing coins in there, you know, you should say, hey, can I throw coins in the engine for good luck so we make it to our destination? They'll be like, oh, lady, that would be bad luck because let me tell you, that's going to cause a lot of problems. You know, whatever happened to making sure, asking questions to things you don't know? You should never just assume things, especially when it involves the lives of 180 people in a metal tube with wings, feet, thousands of feet or whatever in the sky. That's when people's lives are on the line. That's when it's your job to make sure that when you're boarding that plane, you're doing it right. Because, you know, it's not just you on there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's certainly one thing that every passenger should bear in mind, as we're all in this together and your behavior affects other people. Also, I want to echo what you guys said earlier about how this news story has developed, and I think it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Huangshan, you did say that in WeChat, all the posts on WeChat made this story explode in social media and got our attention. But those who are retweeting or who are rewriting the story on WeChat, very few of them did any fact checking.
Yeah. And I think that's
just
the difference.
Express their anger.
That's the difference between a citizen journalist, the ones that break the stories, and the real outlets. The real journalists, because that's fact checking to make sure that story is 100% right.
Yes, and that's what journalists strive to do. But today we also see that investigative journalism has been eclipsed by the rise of new media, simply because people don't get paid to do that important work of investigation. That is a huge problem we're seeing today. We'll be back after this short break on Roundtable.